To walk with God means that you are in agreement with God. You see, a lot of times people say they're walking with the Lord, but they're not in agreement with Jesus. No, they want to do their own thing rather than following God. Oh, I'm a Christian, I'm saved, but yet we're doing our own thing rather than surrendering our life to Him.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are in the book of Genesis in chapter 6, and we're dealing with the fact that Noah was righteous before the Lord and that Noah walked with God. We see in verse 8, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. My friend, that's a good thing. When you find grace in the eyes of the Lord, a person that finds grace in the eyes of God is a person that's going to humble themselves to the leadership of the Holy Spirit, that's going to trust in the living God. Verse 9 says, Noah walked with God. And then chapter 7, verse 1 says, then the Lord said to Noah, come into the ark, you and all your household. Why? Because I have seen. Well, what has God seen? That you are righteous before me in this generation. In other words, Noah and his family trusted in the Lord. They believed in God. Of all the people in the world, all the population on the earth at that time, only Noah and his family made it safely on the ark. Didn't matter what anybody else did, they are going to serve the Lord. My friend, that is imperative. You see, they were righteous before God. And this is the first time that the word righteous is used in the Bible. Noah's righteousness is also mentioned at least four other times in the Word of God. Noah lived righteously before God. He lived in a way that pleased God according to God. In fact, I'd like to take you to the book of Hebrews in chapter 11. Let me read verse 7. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear. And then what? Prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. So what do we see here? Noah believed God by faith and moved with godly fear when God told him that he was going to send a flood, judge the earth because of their sin, and that it was going to rain for 40 days and 40 nights. That God told Noah, what do you do? Build an ark. So what did Noah do? The Bible said he moved with godly fear. That means this, that he trusted the Lord, that he believed in the word of God, and therefore he obeyed it. But there's something else here I'd like to focus on, and that is this. Verse 9 says of Genesis chapter 6, and Noah walked with God. Well, what does that mean? Noah walked with God. Did God come down from heaven from time to time and walk with Noah? Did Noah get up early in the morning and take a stroll with God? No, that's not the idea here. The idea is this. Noah walked with God. In other words, Noah communed with the Lord. He had a personal relationship with the Lord by faith. It means that he followed God. He obeyed God at his word. He loved God. He was in right relationship with the Lord. Therefore, what do we find? Well, we find this. Noah walked with God. You know, there were others in the Bible that walked with God. Genesis chapter 4, verse 24. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. In other words, what are we saying here? Enoch walked with God. We could say this, Enoch served God. He had a personal relationship with the God of heaven. He communed with the Lord. Oh, my friend, how beautiful that relationship must have been. Enoch was a man of faith, a man that believed God, a man that trusted the Lord. To walk with God also means this, to be in agreement or in harmony. My friend, are you walking with God right now? Are you in agreement with the Lord? Do you have a personal living relationship with Jesus Christ?
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.